I've had some leave here for that one reason, because it's too small and doesn't seem to be growing. So I'm going to go over here where there's activities, and boy, do they have it going on. And they go and sit as one would here at a king's table, desirous of the dainties. And laboring, you can see in verse 4, labor not to be rich, cease from thine own wisdom. Don't labor for any sort of benefit that men have to offer. Cease from thine own wisdom. If God were to leave us to our own wisdom, that's where we'd end up. That's where we'd be. But when God does a work of grace, there's a complete separation. There's some that I've often said it's like a blind person sitting in a room. They can sit there with the light on or off. It doesn't matter. There's some that we have even here that come and they sit and listen because they like to hear the message every once in a while, but given the opportunity, they go right back over someplace else. And you'll find them sitting in there right along with everybody else. It doesn't matter. It's because of family acquaintances or family associations or whatever. Ever since the Lord has been pleased to teach my own heart, he has brought about separation. I have no desire, by God's grace, ever to go join myself at their table and look at their dainties and think that somehow there's some benefit at all of it. I had some asking that. Don't you get hankering for fellowship? Yes, but for true fellowship. I'm not going to go out there and prostitute myself in some place of worship just because that's where everybody's going or the latest thing's going on. The Lord has completely removed that desire, and I thank him for it. And I tell you, shoot me if you ever see me going that way. Because that's putting the knife to the throat. That is renouncing that appetite for anything other than what God has purposed in Christ.
Because you say, well, how did they know that there was poison in the pot? Because here, they gathered their wild gourds, his lap full, and came and shred them into the pot of pottage, for they knew them not. You wonder why people follow after false teaching, false doctrine. They have no discernment. When they first partake of it, they think it's for their good, and yet in reality it can only condemn. But here they took it and they shred it. This would have been some kind of, when you put it in a pot, a pulp. And some have identified this as some kind of vine that grew near the Dead Sea. And the gourds are cut open, maybe like a pomegranate. When you cut it open, there's seeds in there. And when it was dried, it rapidly formed a powder. And so it was used actually as a cathartic medicine. In other words, it was designed to purge an individual, and yet not at this quantity. You can imagine what this ended up being was a severe bout of dysentery or of diarrhea that would not stop. So going in, they're thinking that this is for their good, and yet the end result would be death. And again, I liken this to false preaching of our day. False doctrine that appears good. It's like Adam and Eve in the garden. They saw that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, but when they partook, it brought condemnation and death upon Adam and all his seed. Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just man and an holy. Here again, in Christ. Here was one, though a prophet of God, John the Baptist, yet it was one for whom Christ would need to pay the debt and therefore be justified and declared holy and righteous through the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it said, Herod feared John. This was while he was alive and preaching, and observed him. And when he heard him, he did many things and heard him gladly. And when a convenient day was come, that Herod on his birthday made a supper to his Lord's high captains and chief estates of Galilee. And when the daughter of the said Herodias came in and danced and pleased Herod and them that sat with him, the king said unto the damsel, ask of me whatever thou wilt, and I will give it thee. And he sware unto her, whatsoever thou shalt ask of me, I will give it thee unto the half of my kingdom. And she went forth and said unto her mother, what shall I ask? And she said, the head of John the Baptist. Such is the disdain of the unbelieving and the rebellion in the heart that they would prefer one of the Lord to be dead than to give up their lifestyle or turn to Christ. Even in this, the Lord purposed it. John's ministry lasted perhaps a year. You say not very long, and yet the Lord said he was the greatest in the kingdom of Christ, and yet that he was the last of the Old Testament prophets. And yet the least in the kingdom, he says, is greater than John. It's a way of speaking that John was not to be revered above all others that Christ came to save.